investigating the president.
I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground.
A year after the Parkland massacre.
Moments of silence and community service.
Turbulence tosses passengers.
It sounded like we hit two brick buildings at 30,000 feet.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaith, and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has broken his silence on why he opened investigations into President Trump, and he tells Sunday's 60 Minutes he met with the president right after the firing of his boss, James Comey, and took specific action of his own.
I was speaking to the man who had just won the election for the presidency and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage.
How long was it after that that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward.
McCabe spoke with CBS's Scott Pelley.
There were meetings at the Justice Department in which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to remove the president of the United States under the 25th Amendment. The highest levels of American law enforcement were trying to figure out what to do with the president.
A judge says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators and a grand jury in the Russia investigation. CBS's Paula Reed says it hurts his chances of getting a reduced sentence next month.
Last year, the special counsel's office accused Manafort of lying to them repeatedly about matters at the heart of their investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 campaign. Manafort denied these allegations, but after a series of secret, behind-closed-doors court hearings, Judge Amy Berman Jackson found that Manafort did intentionally lie about three of the five things alleged by prosecutors, and that includes his contacts with an associate known to have ties to Russian intelligence services during the campaign and after President Trump was elected.
A year ago today, the nation was rocked by the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
He went up and down the hallway, just banging and shooting into the classrooms. He shot through my door.
14 students and three staffers were killed. It's an event that turns survivors and parents into activists. CBS's Peter King is there and begins our coverage.
Caitlin Jesenowski tried to help two classmates who were killed. Now she plans for the worst.
Everywhere I go, I have to see, like, if something happened, an exit or what I would do. Like, I always have a plan in mind.
This will be a short school day for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students. Their school is still surrounded by banners with the words MSD Strong. Students and staff members will honor first responders by serving breakfast on campus. At 10:17, there will be a moment of silence here and at other schools around the county and state. The city of Parkland plans its own moment of silence at 2:21 to mark the exact moment the first shots were fired a year ago.
I'm Gary Nunn. That day a year ago revived and invigorated the gun safety debate. School safety has become a concern and a cause among a new generation. Images are burnished into those who went through it.
It always crosses my mind multiple times, actually.
Katie Krakow was a senior.
Everything changed.
A new national conversation was born, not just about school violence and firearms.
Emotionally, I feel like I see life in a more positive aspect.
This student's outlook changed.
I try to spread love and, like, see everything more positively.
Some things have changed, much has not.
Congress is set to pass the spending deal that would head off a second partial government shutdown. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The 1,100-page bill dropped late last night. It funds a quarter of the federal government through the remainder of this fiscal year. And when it comes to border security, it includes more money for new technology and, yes, for fencing. Nearly $1.4 billion for 55 miles worth. President Trump asked for more, but aides say he is likely to sign this measure. As he put it yesterday,
we have options that most people don't really understand.
It's believed to be a reference to executive actions Mr. Trump might take. The Senate is expected to first vote on the funding measure today, and then the House. Steve?
At a security conference in Poland, Secretary of State Pompeo said peace and stability in the Middle East is not possible without confronting Iran. Vice President Pence today called on European nations to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Scary moments on a Delta flight from Southern California to Seattle. Severe turbulence from a winter storm system sent bags flying and a beverage cart tumbling.
It was harrowing. It really was.
It was so scary.
It sounded like we hit two brick buildings at 30,000 feet.
Five passengers hurt. Three of them went to the hospital when the jet landed in Reno, Nevada. One passenger said the crew handled everything perfectly. The music world has been rocked by allegations against singer-songwriter Ryan Adams. CBS's Nikki Batiste says the seven-time Grammy nominee is accused of improper conduct by women.
The New York Times spoke to seven women and more than a dozen associates of Adams who describe a pattern of manipulative behavior in which he dangled career opportunities while simultaneously pursuing female artists for sex. Adams is also accused of sending sexually explicit text messages to an underage fan. The Times says eventually on Skype, Adams allegedly exposed himself to her during phone sex.
Adams' former wife, singer and actress Mandy Moore, tells The Times his controlling behavior essentially blocked her ability to make industry connections. Airbus says it's going to stop production of the world's biggest passenger jet, the A380, next year. Emirates, the top airline customer, is cutting its orders. Thanks to high-flying satellites, we have this to guide our way.
Take the first exit, and then keep left.
The first GPS satellite was launched by the military from Cape Canaveral. That happened 30 years ago today. 13 couples in Japan used Valentine's Day to file the first lawsuit challenging the country's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. A decision could be years away. In Britain, some workplaces have teamed up to get workers and others to write notes of love and appreciation to seniors who are alone on Valentine's Day. A gift company is handling the deliveries. And finally, let's sample a love song.
Setting the tone this Valentine's Day, YouTube says the biggest increase in views for love songs since 2016 goes to Boyz II Men's I'll Make Love to You with a 93% jump. Next, Celine Dion's Because You Loved Me with a 76% increase. Elton John's Lion King ballad is third, and if you're in the mood for a breakup, Beyoncé's Irreplaceable, the tune most frequently added to Split's playlists. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.